ClassicCountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
Classic Country 90.9.
Live from Court Square in Ashland, this is the 3-Point Stance with Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and David Nolan on Classic Country 90.9.
The featured artist today on 3-Point Stance from 1974, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Bae. Coach Kiddens, did you know the theme that we have for PGA Golf when you come in on Thursdays is Love's Theme? Did you know that was the name of it?
That's that song?
He wrote that song. And that's his band.
Really?
Yeah. The name of the song is Love's Theme by Barry White.
That Augusta theme music.
That Augusta theme music. But the name of the song is Love's Theme.
I didn't know.
That's right.
I would have never guessed that.
That's right.
And he wrote it.
He wrote it, and his orchestra performed it. He had his own orchestra, the Barry White Love Unlimited Orchestra. They did it.
Wow.
And that's what the song is that we get to hear every Thursday.
How about it?
So you're going to get a double dose this week, Coach Gibbs.
Yeah, I like it.
Of Barry White.
Well, I would have never guessed that was him.
That's right.
He had broke.
Yeah. It's a great composer.
Every time I hear it, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
Barry White.
It's a Barry White tune. Barry White today, the featured artist of the day.
9:02 on a Monday morning, 3-Point Stance. From the First Bank Alabama studios of Classic Country 90.9, 3-Point Stance Monday. It's the barber, David Nolan. Coach Steve Giddens in the house with us today. Pinch hitting for Coach Weems. He's got an excused absence. Coach Chris Herron and you, thanks for being with us this morning. We thank Brad Law for sharing his time with us this Monday morning. Brad Law is absolutely one of the best, most enjoyable people that we talk to.
He's
good.
He is.
I mean, and he's busy.
Very busy.
That son of a gun covers it. I mean, he is all over it.
And to take it back to last year, Coach, when we got to meet him at the golf course.
Yes.
And Brian Pasick.
Yeah.
When you meet them and kind of get to know them on a one-on-one, face-to-face basis.
Right.
It really encompasses everything that you think you know about the guy on the radio.
Right.
But when you meet him in person, you like him even better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You sure do.
And Coach Giddens got to – that was, they were golf partners that day.
They were.
Throughout the course.
And he talked really bad about his golf game, and he hadn't played in a while. But now he actually hit the ball.
He did. He hit it pretty good, I thought.
Pretty good, yeah.
Well, they don't have time. I mean, those guys don't have time to play a lot of golf. Not the schedule they keep.
Not that they don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, he's baseballing and basketballing and – you know, and keeping up with all the other sports at Auburn, the softball, the gymnastics going on, everything happening. I mean,
3-Point Stance?
3-Point Stance. I mean, he's got that. He's got to worry about every day. You know, that's part of his schedule now.
He does.
And we thank him so much for sharing, and all the guys that do, they give us some of their time. But that's a good way to start.
Yeah, we're lucky to have him.
Good to start.
Love it.
Start a week.
Well, you know what? Another just little tidbit about him is that he's sort of a local guy for us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's familiar with Clay County.
The old Highway 9.
That's right.
The Highway 9 down there. He knows all about it. We go back and look. Of course, we talked about the game that was Saturday, the Alabama-Auburn game. We've covered that one. But that was, believe it or not, that wasn't the only game Saturday the SEC. They all played.
They sure did.
All of them played and wound up the regular season. And it started in Georgia. The Georgia Bulldogs. They had the Vanderbilt Commodores there in Athens, and the Dogs pull out the win.
Yeah.
79-68, Georgia over Vandy. Both teams finished regular season overall 20-11, both 8-10 in conference play.
And I think that got them in the NCAA tournament.
The Dogs? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good win for Georgia. Got them to 20 wins.
From listening to what all the, you know, bracketologists say, right. And I've sort of come to agree with, if you can get to 7 wins in the SEC regular season, that's probably going to punch your ticket to the NCAA tournament. And that, you know, that put them at 8, so I think they're squarely in the tournament.
They've really turned their basketball program around.
They sure have.
I mean, they've struggled there for a number of seasons, and they've got a good thing going over there in Athens.
Do you think Rickle, why they're back? I mean, and Alabama and Auburn basketball have had their times where they weren't great, but Georgia, you know, Hugh Durham years ago carried them to a Final Four.
He did.
And then they just kind of, man, they hit the skids for a while.
I think a lot of it is just the commitment that the university makes
to basketball.
You know, yeah. And it's always been that way as far as facilities and just support staff.
And the coach you hire, Coach.
And the coach
I mean, I know hire. A lot of times they hire a guy and it doesn't work out, but mm-hmm. how committed are you to go out and get a really good one?
Exactly. And in today's world, there's no doubt a team can be turned around really quick with, you know, the financial commitment to NIL, you know, how much you're willing to pay to get the good players.
Yeah.
And the good coaches. But I think a lot of it goes back just to the university commitment.
And there's no reason why a place like Athens,
there's no
in
reason.
The Georgia area, all the great basketball that is around the state of Georgia.
Atlanta, my gosh, well, the players just, that come out know, of Atlanta.
As an Auburn fan, we got to hope that they don't.
Well, that's true.
Because how many of our good players come from Georgia?
Yeah. But Bruce has done a great job.
Bruce done a great job. Yeah.
He knows how to get fine talent.
Number 25, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They went on the road to Arkansas. And, boy, this was a goodie. If you saw the ending of this thing, it went right down to the wire there in Fayetteville. Arkansas hangs on. 93-92 Arkansas over Mississippi State. Both teams here again, 8-10 in conference play. Mississippi State 20-11 overall. Arkansas 19-12 heading into the SEC tournament.
Well, you know, Arkansas started off the year, wasn't it, like 0-3, 0-4 in the SEC, and,
right?
Could have beat Auburn at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got really good guard play, and Calipari. I mean,
a coach has been there.
He's been there, and I mean, I'm not one of his big fans. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to argue with the success at, you know, UMass, Kentucky. I mean, right. Everywhere he's been, he's won. And
Memphis.
Well, they blew one, didn't they, back in the day?
Yeah, they did.
But, yeah, I think Arkansas is the NCAA tournament team. I don't want to play them.
Did you see one of the things at Arkansas on some of the social media things? A lot of fans were saying it was the last time they would be sitting in the seats they were in. Some of them that had been sitting in those same seats, season ticket holders, for years because of the I don't know what they would call their program, the donation you have to make before you buy the season ticket. And those amounts of money have just, for next year, they've already told them, I mean, they are just skyrocketing. The AD, this new program that's been introduced, and some of the folks said, I'm not going to pay that, you know. And they, yeah. Some of them have sat there for decades. You know, mm-hmm. since Bud Walton's been open.
Right.
But they just, you know, it's gotten to the price of them now. It's just a lot of people said, I can't do it anymore. But I've sat here for so long. But it's that money thing.
It's the commitment.
That they're wanting in there to
well,
you know,
today's
to back
world,
that program.
You hear and read a lot about the NIL, you know, 99% of that money comes from the boosters.
Yeah.
Then they have to, like you were just talking about, they have to donate to the university before they can even buy tickets,
right.
And then they're being asked to fund even more money for players mm-hmm. and coaches' salaries. And you've heard the term thrown around a lot, donor fatigue.
Right.
And that sounds like what the Arkansas fans are saying, we just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
There's only so much money out there.
And that's expendable money they're giving.
Yes, it is. It can go. I mean,
it goes in a hurry.
It's not the pot. It's not a bottomless pit.
No, it's not.
Number 19, the Kentucky Wildcats, they went on the road to Columbia, Missouri. They took on the number 15-ranked Missouri Tigers. Here again, both teams finished the regular season 21-10 overall, both 10-8 in conference play. Kentucky winning at Missouri 91-83 as both teams head to Nashville for the SEC tournament this week.
Well, that just speaks of what we've been talking about, how good the SEC is.
Strong, right?
I mean, there's just this such a fine line between winning and losing. Mm-hmm. And normally when, you know, normally the law of averages catches up. When you play, you know, good teams, you go end up 10-8,
right.
8-10.
Right.
And, you know, Kentucky, what's amazing to me is teams like Kentucky and Arkansas, you know, not a single player from last year's roster was on this year's team.
Right.
You know, and they're playing this high-level basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. But, you know, teams like Kentucky and Arkansas that have that whole new roster, to me, they have more room to improve
mm-hmm.
from the first part of the season to the last part.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's more good teams in the SEC now than there was at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some of these
– They played together. Yeah.
And you're seeing it with Kentucky going on the road, Arkansas going on the road. So, man, it's a dogfight every night.
Missouri last year 0-18 in conference play, and they're now this year 10-8.
I turned around.
They turned that baby around.
Exactly.
Yeah, Coach – he does a good job, Coach Gates.
You know, the SEC – and I know we got the tournament. It's a big thing this week, and it's going to be fun to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think SEC fans across the board cannot wait to break away from the SEC mm-hmm. teams.
Right.
And let's play some people across the country and see how we do against them.
I am very anxious next Saturday, late Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, to see when the bracket comes out.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I've got my fingers crossed and I look at the brackets every day. I just pray that Auburn, like you said, we don't have another SEC team we got to go through in our bracket.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want a Tennessee or Florida or Alabama.
In the same region of the bracket.
Yes, yeah. In the same. I don't want to have to play them to get to the Elite Eight or get to the Final Four.
Right.
I want it to be somebody we hadn't seen.
Yeah.
But as many as are going to make it,
it's going to happen.
They're all going to have somebody in there. I mean, you're going to run into. I mean, if there's 8 or 10 of them in there, there's only 4 regions.
Well,
you know, but you don't want that. You don't want the 4 that are getting the byes to Friday.
No,
that's what you don't want to be in there with.
Yeah. Well, and we've lived that life. All of us being in Clay County back in the day in Region 5 or Region 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had really 4 or 5 really hard region games.
Yes.
And there was usually a good team left out that didn't go to the playoffs.
That's true. Right.
Well, then you get in the playoffs, and about the second, third, and mm-hmm. fourth round,
you start running into each other again.
Run back into them again.
Right.
And that's the last team you wanted to see.
Yes.
Somebody that you've already played.
Right.
And you know them, and they know you.
Yep.
The playoffs are just more fun when you're playing somebody. Even if it's a good team,
yeah.
It is.
But they don't. You don't know them very well, and they don't know you very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what. Yeah,
it's going to be fun playing different people,
different schools
throughout the country. But eventually, the cream's going to rise to the top, and SEC's probably going to be there in the end.
Well, the SEC, and look back to the pre-conference success the SEC had. You know, it was just. I mean, the record pre-conference was just the best ever.
Yeah.
You know. I hope as a conference that same type of success is had by the conference throughout the tournament.
What you hope to see is when the SEC team gets put out of the tournament, mm-hmm. it's by another SEC team.
Like the Sweet 16, if half of it could be SEC, right. would be really cool.
Yeah,
you know?
It would.
I mean, that would just be a neat thing.
And it could happen.
It could happen.
But the thing, like you were talking about the pre-conference season, I mean, all the other number one seeds, like Houston, I mean, mm-hmm. Auburn and Alabama's already beaten them.
That's right.
Iowa State.
Yep.
I mean, this, you know, Auburn played Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas. A lot of good teams out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. But, you know, just these scores we're going over now are just so indicative of
how it's been all year.
Yeah, how it's been all year.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee, they wound up at home in Knoxville. They hosted the South Carolina Gamecocks, the number 4 ranked Vols. They knocked off those Gamecocks 75-65 as they'll move Tennessee into the SEC tournament as one of the teams receiving a double bye all the way till Friday. South Carolina finishing the year 2-16 in conference play, 12-19 overall for South Carolina.
It would be interesting to see take a South Carolina. It would be very interesting to have their whole SEC schedule and see how many of those games was below double-digit losses.
Yeah, yeah. I know early a lot of them were. I mean, they were losing just by a shot, a point, 2 points, three points within a shot of losses. And again, that just goes back to that fine line you mentioned.
Yes.
About how it's close. Of course, we've talked about it and dissected it. Alabama-Auburn, 93-91 overtime. Win there for Alabama. LSU, they hosted the Texas A&M Aggies, and the Aggies go on the road, pick up a road win, winding up their regular season. 66-52 winners, Texas A&M, and Coach Buzz over the LSU Tigers.
So that's the team. Of course, Auburn, in the last 3-4 years, they just had Auburn number, but that's a team I think that's hard to play against, and I just think they'll do good in the NCAA tournament.
I think I've watched them several times. To me, in the SEC, they may be like what I would say the toughest team.
Yeah.
Just a tough old grinding.
And they do things a little different.
Yeah, just, yeah, yeah.
They have that little half court 2-2-1.
Yes.
1-3-1.
Yes.
Look.
And they just, they grind on you. They just grind on you.
And they got a really good guard in that Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. They do good stuff.
Their team, I don't want Auburn to have to play.
They do good stuff, no doubt about it. From there, Ole Miss in Florida, they played in Gainesville. The Gators took care of business there, 90-71 over Ole Miss.
Mm. Florida.
They look good, don't they, Coach?
They do look good. I don't know about –
woo!
Oh, boy.
They're going to be a handful.
I don't know about them.
The Red River Rivalry, the basketball edition of that one, they ended their regular season, Oklahoma at Texas. Oklahoma goes in there and gets the win to finish 19-12 overall. Texas 17-14. Both teams, their first year in the SEC in basketball, 6-12. Oklahoma winning that game 76-72.
That one surprised me, Coach.
Me too.
I had picked Texas to get there. I thought they'll win that one at home and get their seventh win.
Right.
That one really shocked me because I'd seen Oklahoma play, and I just wasn't impressed with them. They do have a good point guard.
Oklahoma.
The Fears kid, but.
Are they bubbling around there at the bottom of the NCAA bracket?
I don't know.
19-12.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that they've got enough quality wins in the SEC. Their six wins.
Right.
They didn't beat any of the upper echelon of the SEC.
Right.
So I don't think Oklahoma or Texas. I don't see them getting in.
We take a look at the tournament coming up, the SEC tournament. It starts Wednesday. Four games.
Four games Wednesday.
This we'll give the numbers. The number we'll have here are the seeding in this tournament.
Okay.
It starts at noon Wednesday. Number 16 seed South Carolina, number 9 Arkansas. That gets things started at noon on Wednesday. This tournament played in Nashville, Tennessee at Bridgestone Arena.
And I do wish, last year when I went to the bowl game in Nashville, we went. Great place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
great town. Good town.
We had rented a condominium. I mean, it was just, we walked to the
arena
mm-hmm. To the Stadium.
Stadium, yeah. Titan place, the Titan Arena place.
And then went down there, what is it, Broad Street?
Yeah.
And just walked. And it's a great place to be.
Yeah. Bridgestone's right there, right downtown. Right,
oh, yeah.
On Broadway.
Where
right
we were at, I could have pitching wedge.
Yeah.
But at this time this year, how fun would it be just to be able to go and watch?
Oh, it'd be a ball.
Just go and watch every game.
Be there for the whole thing.
And just in and out.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
A good week.
That'd be a great week.
Game two Saturday, Wednesday, 2:30. Number 13 seed Texas, number 12 seed Vanderbilt. That game, the second game of the first session of the day, comes back for the night session Wednesday. Number 15 seed LSU taking on number 10 Mississippi State, and the night ends Wednesday night with number 14 seed Oklahoma And number 11, the Georgia Bulldogs, your first four games of this year.
That's not your typical first day. I mean, you've got Arkansas.
I think that first game, of the four games, that first one really looks good to me.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Arkansas.
The first two to me. Yep. South Carolina, Arkansas, and then Texas and Vanderbilt. Well, Vanderbilt, they've had some big wins.
They have.
They've beaten Tennessee. They've beaten
beat Kentucky at home.
Beat Kentucky at home.
Yeah.
So they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a great first day.
The excitement just builds.
Yeah, it does.
It builds. We've made our way to 920. We'll step away and take a break. A Monday three-point stance, part of Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
ClassicCountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
Classic Country 90.9.
You're in just the right place. This is the second hour of Three Point Stance. Now, back to the show.
Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
Classic Country 90.9.
I can't start my mornings without Classic Country 90.9.
One big team, all in a three-point stance. Classic Country 90.9.
Artist today on Three Point Stance. Getting the week started off with some soul music. Groovy soul music from Barry White. Let the music play on.
What year was he?
White was about mid-70s, early mid-70s to on in to the 80s and 90s, but
that hit me right in my sweet spot.
Oh, yeah. Love him.
I thought it was.
And interesting, on this song, the guitarist in this song is Ray Parker Jr. from Radio. You remember him. Rachel Brannon, Faithful Lister. She's a big fan of Ray Parker Jr. and Radio. He played the guitar on this song.
Some of his music sounds like Lou Rawls.
Very good similarity. Yeah,
it is.
Boy, that's good, Coach. Wow.
I mean, you
can hear that.
Yeah, I can. Going on.
I mean, I would expect that from you, not Coach Giddens. Yeah. That's him. I'm impressed, Coach. That's
Coach
good.
Coach Giddens loves some music.
Lou Rawls.
He does.
That type music.
Yeah, that's good.
That type music.
Barry White, today, the featured artist from Three Point Stance.
926, Three Point Stance, Nolan and Giddens and Heron. And you, thanks for being with us this morning. They're in the First Capital Insurance Hour of the Three Point Stance. This hour made possible by First Capital Insurance, located on College Street in Lineville. First Capital works with many different insurance companies to find the coverage that fits your needs. Their phone number, 256-396-2131. Jody Rice and the folks at First Capital Insurance bringing you this hour of the three-point stance on Classic Country 90.9. Did you guys realize that? Some people really find this is an amazing fact. You look at the SEC, and they end the regular season just since conference play began. with a record of 139-139.
Got a little slump there, didn't he?
And some people think, you know, some people say, well, maybe it's not that strong of a conference.
Yeah.
139-139.
Yeah.
They're going to find out.
Now, listen to this one. You know, and we've heard a lot of talk all year about SEC, how strong it is, top to bottom, the conference, possibly analytically, possibly the strongest conference ever, that type of thing. We've got into the argument we've made, the discussion that's going on about National Player of the Year, Broome versus Flag, Duke, that kind. And I don't know. I mean, if you're – and look, I'm as Alabama as they come. But if you don't think Broome deserves National Player of the Year, something's wrong with you, in my opinion. That's my opinion. I mean, Flag has an argument. I can see that. They're, you know, but for the college game, and they talk about, well, Flag's going to be a better in the pros. Well, he may be, but we're not in the pros. We're the college men's basketball player of the year. You know, very comparable stats and all that type of thing. But look at the competition level. Mm. I mean, for example, when the ACC closed their regular season Saturday, they will have played, there would have been 180 conference games in the ACC the last couple of months. Not one of those games out of 180 conference games, not one, was a matchup of ranked AP teams.
Oh, wow. It's a down year.
There was not one game in the ACC that was a matchup of top 25 AP poll teams.
I find that unbelievable. I just.
Typically, that's not the case.
No. Never.
Typically.
Historically.
In the SEC,
top 10.
You had 43 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. So that right, just that fact, you take that statistic compared to the SEC, then you get into looking at individuals, Broome and Flag. I mean, the competition that those guys have faced is...
Well, and even for Broome, the non-conference schedule was loaded with...
Yes, absolutely. The Houstons.
The Iowa State.
Yes, exactly.
Memphis.
Yes, right.
And they played Duke at Duke.
They did play Duke at Duke.
They did.
You know. And got beat with what, 6-4?
Yeah.
I mean, right there, just...
It was competitive.
Tit for tat right there.
It was
there,
very competitive.
Know, yeah.
So. I'm just afraid that nationally the name Duke...
The front of the jersey.
...is going to be the tiebreaker.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I saw where New York Times were saying he was the player of the year.
Flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it goes to what you say. I think it, because of who he plays for, it really weighs heavy.
And
on opinion,
and they are trumpeting him, and he is a great player. And he NBA career, he'll be the number one pick. And they're using that as part of the argument, which I'm like what Coach Herring just said. You know, I don't think next level and potential has anything to do with who should win the award. You know, Broome is. His all-around game is getting so much better. You know, he makes some great passes. His, you know, outside shooting has improved.
Yeah. I mean,
he's double-doubled. I don't know how many he's had, but, you know, incredible how many double-doubles he's had. Just points and rebounds.
Impressive number.
And if I heard right, the game Saturday, his final game at Auburn against his arch rival, he had the – it was his career best, 34 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, to end his last regular season, I mean, just what more could he have done? I mean, he couldn't have done much more.
No, I mean,
he's,
I hope he wins it. You know, it'd be good for Auburn, him, SEC.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I'm just afraid that the national.
When do they give that award? Is it after the season's over?
I don't know when they do that thing.
I think they vote on it now. Voting on it now.
Okay.
Before the big tournament, before the
I know it's March before Madness. I know it's before the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah. It is before that. The voting.
The men's tournament getting underway Wednesday in Nashville. The ladies' tournament, the women's side of things, ended yesterday. Their tournament in Greenville.
Yeah.
the number one seeded South Carolina Gamecocks. They took on the number two seed, Texas Longhorns. South Carolina, 64, Texas, 45.
Wow.
They're rolling again.
Yeah, Dawn Staley has got it going on.
Yeah.
You know, actually, when you hear her talk and some of the things that she does, I'm very impressed with her. And I mean, she sees the big picture. She's not just all about South Carolina and winning games. And she's very good to, you know, needy people and needy causes. And she wants everybody to be good.
And the sport, of women's basketball, yes.
I mean, she champions, you know, the WNBA, and you know, I've just heard her talk a lot about, you know, last year when you had that with Caitlin Clark,
right?
And people, you know, there was, you know, some backlash, you know, because they're saying she getting all this attention only because she's white. Well, Dawn Staley come out and said, you know. The way she taught, said it, it was just perfect. No, she's helped everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed with this, and I'm for South Carolina, actually.
A rising tide lifts all ships.
It does.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But go back. Did y'all, and I don't know if y'all have talked about this on the radio, you know, Texas and South Carolina was tied.
Mm-hmm.
For the number one seed.
They were.
And went through all the tiebreakers and ended up coming to a coin toss.
It did.
And did you see how they did it?
I did not, Coach.
So, like, on take the Super Bowl.
Okay.
How did they do their coin toss?
They walk out to half court, over to midfield, and have a special coin.
They do?
Yeah, and they flip it. And one team calls it before they flip.
But they flip it.
And it goes to the floor, to the ground.
They did it, and they showed how they were. Greg Sankey had a coin. Mm-hmm. One side had Texas. One side had South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But he flipped it up, called it.
And turned it over.
And that was a ruse before. I mean, that's how it's going to be done.
Right.
So they went to the coin toss because it was on video or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Sankey held the coin out, and it showed the South Carolina side, and then he just flipped it, called it, flipped it, and South Carolina won the top seed.
Mm-hmm.
But that coach from Texas, I forget his name, he was at Mississippi State.
He was.
But anyway, he said, you know, I would have liked just to have seen the other side.
Yeah.
You know, never did even see the Texas
side. Yeah, never
side.
Did see the Texas side of that coin.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny.
That was good. That was good.
I just thought it odd that he had to catch it and flip it.
Yeah, you don't see that normally in a coin
would
flip.
Would you be nervous? I mean, you don't.
Yeah.
I got to catch it.
Catch it and flip it.
Yeah.
You know, you've done it 100 times like that, but you've never been under that situation.
Camera, yeah.
That's pressure in that flip right there.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Little news out of the NFL yesterday we'll touch on just here before we head to another break. A new NFL mark has been set. Guys, listen to this. The Bills, the Buffalo Bills, and Josh Allen have reached an agreement on a new record-setting 6-year $330 million contract that includes $250 million guaranteed.
Wow.
The largest guarantee ever given to an NFL player. Allen had 4 years left on the deal that he was currently playing for, but the Bills still rewarded their franchise quarterback with a brand new benchmark deal. $330 million guaranteed, $250 million.
He's in the money.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw a lot of big contracts come out.
Ooh, yeah. Steelers picked up Metcalf.
They did.
Yeah, there were some big ones this weekend.
Did you say Josh Allen?
Josh Allen with the Bills.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
I want him in my quarterback.
Yeah, I'd take him.
Just lock him up.
Yeah. Short said Janiah Broome has 41 double-doubles in his Auburn career.
41 double-doubles in his Auburn career.
It's the third most in the last 25 years SEC.
Goodness gracious alive. 9:37, we'll step away, take a break. A Monday morning, three-point stance. Classic Country, 90.9.
Honey's Cafe, Integrity Cabinets, and Poultry South.
Classic Country, 90.9.
Everybody we ask listens to one radio station.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
So what's your favorite station?
You're listening to 3-Point Stance on Classic Country 90.9.
Brother,
yeah.
it's not quite how I remember those words going, what they were saying at the time.
Here I am, baby.
Check you in with the cash. What you
wish. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's Barry White. I mean, he really. He turns up the temperature a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So many ways I can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
It's your move. I love some Barry White.
Why don't you start turning down the lights?
That's right up my ass.
Show me just what you can do.
Turn the lights down.
Look at this day. This day is kind of made for that.
Did he just say, show me what you can do? You can
turn me. He didn't. He's about to.
I think he did.
Oh, that's good. Barry White. That's right. He's been the featured artist today on 3-Point Stance. Take that with you the rest of the day.
Yeah.
9:42.
Not a lot of reason to be outside today.
Hmm? No. 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 A little breaking news from softball.
Yes. Softball games today at Ben Russell have been canceled. Moved to April 7th.
Rescheduled.
Rescheduled for April 7th. So softball for Clay Central has been canceled today.
Before we head into this next segment, just one quick question. I just, a lot of things. This is a busy weekend, a lot going on. At a, you know, there was a PGA event yesterday. Wound up, y'all.
Sure
y'all
was.
Catch that Sunday golf. Yeah. Sunday this. I know it's not Thursday, but I just, you know, had NASCAR. But golf, we had golf too.
I will say, I watched it. And I didn't get nervous, not one bit. My pulse didn't increase any.
Mine did.
And I'm tired of that. Well, I am sick and tired.
It's so unlike you, Coach.
Well, it's beginning to feel normal.
What do you think the issue is?
You know, I'm not real sure. I guess I don't have Scotty Scheffler on my side every week.
But he was like...
Yeah, he was.
He didn't have a great day. I mean, he made some money, but he wasn't a typical Scotty Scheffler tournament.
Half a meal.
Yeah.
There was two golfers that didn't make the cut.
Yep.
They were
one
both,
person, yeah.
They were both Weemses.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be good.
I couldn't be happier either.
Because he told David one day, he said, oh, you'll blow it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep talking, big man.
Just keep talking, big man.
Oh, goodness.
He said, oh, you'll blow it.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
At 9:44.
That's a really good song.
Mm-hmm. Good movie, too.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
From this week. And I'll just, one more reference before Thursday.
Okay. Okay. It's hard. Yeah.
It's just hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
God, I'm muddy.
But the,
and you didn't have help this time.
No. No, I didn't.
You're flying solo.
That's right. Arnold Palmer's career earnings on the course.
Right.
$3.6
million. God.
Yesterday, Russell Henley's earnings yesterday, $4 million.
$4 million. That is amazing.
Palmer makes $3.6 million across his career on the course. Henley wins $4 million yesterday.
In one day.
Wow.
But a lot of that happened because of people like Arnold
Palmer. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. You know,
no
they
doubt
laid
about
the
it.
Groundwork.
Sure.
For what you see today.
Palmer, Nicholas, Player, them
exactly.
guys. Yes, absolutely.
They're the foundation.
And Tiger.
Yeah, and Tiger. Yeah, I mean, it was headed that way, but then Tiger, here it come. Yep. The eyes he brought to the sport. My goodness gracious. All new generation.
I'm going to say Arnold Palmer like Barry White, too.
Mm-hmm. Dave the Good.
Coach, I'm going to go back to the golf tournament. Russell Henley's chip in for eagle on the 16th hole at the Arnold Palmer Invitational to rally with a 2-under 70 to come from behind and win Sunday in Orlando. That was my good.
Yeah, well, it's great. It's a good thing it hit that flag stick.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Because if it hadn't, it'd been putting for bogey.
But he aimed it there.
He did. I mean, that's how they do it.
We all aim at the flag.
He meant to.
He just happened to hit it.
Too. My good, I got a couple.
Okay, come on.
First one, and I know you're probably aware, but Saturday in Lineville, there was a football camp.
There was.
Given by a former Clay Central player that went on to play college ball at App State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had to try out with the NFL with the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
But, Cam Peoples and, you know, in conjunction with Tim Lindsay, put on a football camp for any age 6 to 18.
Anybody. Open to all.
Free. Didn't cost them anything, but had a good turnout. I wasn't able to be there because I was playing softball, but it's just wonderful to see a Cam Peoples, you know, give back to the young people in Clay County.
Yes.
And I've talked to a couple of them, and he was just very encouraging. It was all positive.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of good came out of it, and you just really like to see that. And the other, going back to softball, our junior high Lady Vols, undefeated, wins the Mumford tournament.
Okay.
So I'll give a shout-out to Coach Brittany Brown.
Yeah.
Miss Jessica Blair.
Okay.
They're riding high right now.
Congratulations to them. The bad.
What you got?
I got the end of the Michigan State basketball game.
Oh, Coach.
Was it yours, Dave?
It's my ugly.
Yes. Well, it's my bad.
Okay.
I'm saying bad. I'll just touch it. The end of the game, and we'll get into it. I'll let one of you guys get into it more. That was my bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Dave.
And you could put it under the bad or ugly category.
Yeah, it could go either place. Yeah. It could go either place. Yeah.
Coach, my bad. It was announced that Tiger Woods will not be playing at the Players Championship at Sawgrass.
This week?
Yeah.
Isn't that this week?
Mm-hmm.
There was speculation or expectation that Woods would make his first appearance of the 2025 tour event at the Players, but it won't happen this year. And I'm just curious, Coach Giddens, do you think he's going to play in the Masters?
Yeah, he'll play in the Masters.
He did say in the article that I read when it came out that he wasn't going to play at the Players that he hasn't been playing hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his experience with the course at the Masters and all, he doesn't necessarily have to play it that often. He knows the course blindfolded, but it will be interesting to see. But I'm kind of like you. I think he'll be at Augusta.
The Masters is different, and you know, he's synonymous with it, and Jack Nicklaus, and I hope he does.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't expect him to win, but, you know, he's playing in that TGL league. So, I mean, he is playing. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know about the walking and all that good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I hated to hear he wasn't playing, too.
Yeah.
It's just better when Tiger's around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my bad,
Coach.
It was a Michigan State scuffle at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, it was senior day at Michigan State.
It was.
And they have, and I've seen them do it for years.
Yeah.
Their tradition is the seniors, when they get taken out for the last time, they go and they kiss the logo at midcourt. It used to be an S, but now it's a Spartan head or whatever. Mm-hmm. And here's why I'm a little confused.
Okay.
All right. It was late in the game, and Michigan State had, you know, they were way ahead.
Right.
But they were shooting free throws.
They were.
And they took a player out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was two Michigan players standing at midcourt.
Right.
Which is where you normally would stand when the opponent is shooting free throws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then all of a sudden, another Michigan State player just comes up, you know, and shoves one of the Michigan players as a senior was walking toward the logo. And I'm sure there's words being said, this and that, but, you know, when I was watching it, A, I really didn't know whose fault it was. And B, you know, Michigan's the same team that when they beat Ohio State, they tried to plant a flag on their logo. So if the Michigan players were trying to keep them from doing their
traditional
thing, right. Well, you know, they sort of talking out of both ends of their mouth. I know it's different sports. But I watched it numerous times, and I really couldn't decide who instigated it.
Yeah. It's hard to pinpoint who did what and when. Or even if something might have been said earlier.
And
you don't know.
Sure, I'm sure. Just from what I could see, I couldn't tell whose fault it was, Coach.
Yeah, you don't know who where it started. I mean, you know there was some and going back and forth.
I know the player that pushed the Michigan the Michigan State player that pushed the guy from Michigan was a junior.
Right.
And he said, they know that's our tradition. I was going to get him off the logo.
Right.
So.
I mean, but if a player's on the court, doesn't he have the right to stand wherever he wants
to
stand?
Well, that's what I was saying. If shooting a free throw. And
that's the only where you
tradition
stand.
Tradition or not. I mean.
You stand right there around stand right the there midcourt.
And.
He could do it.
Just, you know, sort of a pride thing. You know, if I'm standing there, well, I'm not just moving. And
yeah, the game's not over.
The game's not over.
Right.
I mean, part of me liked it.
I appreciate the tradition of it.
I do, too.
And I also think, you know, the other player had a right to stand there if he wanted to.
So me, too. It was just.
You kind of torn both ways a little bit.
It was bad. It was just, bad, but I didn't know who it was really bad on.
It was bad.
I got one more just a little bad.
Bad, okay. Come on.
The fact that we're playing softball and baseball in early February and early March.
That's always been bad.
The other night, at a softball game, I had on two pair of sweatpants. I had on two, this shirt and another blue one just like it with a hoodie, a toboggan, and a hand warmers in my pocket.
Right. At a softball game.
At a softball game.
You never had to play in that kind of gear, did you, when you played softball?
No, I didn't, because it used to be baseball and softball was in
late spring, summer.
Yes. So, to me, it's really bad. High School Athletic Association needs to do something about it. Bad.
Bad. Bad stuff. The ugly. Virginia indoor track and field.
All right.
Class 3 state indoor championships. 4x200-meter relay.
I saw this.
Being run at Liberty University in Lynchburg. A high school track runner is attacked with a baton by another runner in the middle of the relay. She got smacked in the head. Kaylin Tucker, the young lady, she suffered a concussion and a potential skull fracture. As the girl came up behind her, they're running. A girl's gaining on her. She's got the baton in her hand, and she just bangs her right in the back of the head with the baton.
Like Chad Baker?
Yeah, well, probably. I mean, a little worse. You know, actually.
Is her last name Mazzara?
I mean, the girl.
Why?
The girl.
Say why?
No, it's just because she was ahead of her. And the girl that gets hit, I mean, down she goes. The other girl, you know, runs on by her.
Coach, what I saw that play back.
Yeah, that video. Yeah.
And what the attack, it wasn't even the front runner of the race she hit.
No, it was just the next girl she came up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl that eventually won the race was way ahead of them.
Right.
So
it wasn't the winning team. Yeah.
I mean, did she want second place that she went and busted her in the head to get it?
She done it. Possible charges going to be filed by that girl and her parent against that girl.
We have the video.
Her name wasn't Tanya Harding, was it?
That's good, Coach.
That is a good one. That's a throwback there. Throwback. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember what Harding's, or who was the girl she attacked?
Nancy Kerrigan.
Kerrigan, yeah. And Kerrigan kept saying, why? Why? Yeah. Do you remember that? Yes. After she got hit, yeah, just over and over. Why? Yeah. Why? Cry, baby. Get up.
Cry, baby.
They barely hit your knee.
Get up and go. Ugly, Dave.
Coach, that was my ugly, the Michigan State. Yeah.
Coach Giddens, you're ugly.
Well, I've got two. One is my guy picks this year.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad. Really ugly. Sitting there in the basement and getting further away.
I have to say, Coach, I am very surprised.
Yeah, I'm just.
Me and Coach Aaron's actually talked about it. About
what's funny is I watch it, and I've made the cut. You know, one week I had two that didn't, but I've usually made the cut. And on Saturday, going into Saturday, I'm around the top 10 with a couple of my guys.
Yeah.
Within one or two strokes of the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then just Saturday and Sunday, we just fading, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going from, you know, 8, 9, 10. I'm finishing anywhere from 35, 47, 52. You know, when you get down there, there's no money.
It's a turn, Coach. Worm always turns.
There's a lot of tournaments left, Coach.
But I'm getting far enough behind, I could win the rest of them and not catch you. You and Dave begin to pull away.
You win the players, and you're ahead of everybody, Coach.
It is 25
million. What is the payout?
$25 million.
I mean, gosh.
What's the winner get?
I haven't seen the winner.
The breakdown.
I think probably like 4.6.
Yeah.
It's crazy money.
Finish first and second.
That will get you back.
That'll pull you up.
Coach. Your lowest is 22nd.
The worm always turns. I'm not sure who's got this today. We need some wisdom.
Oh, wisdom.
You got us some wisdom, Coach Giddens? Because it's the Dale Vikings.
It is the Dale Vikings.
They're whispering bells, and we need a little shot of wisdom from somebody. That we didn't cover this in our pre-game meeting.
I will say, Coach, back in the day, and this was when I was a young teacher.
Yeah.
When I would get, of course, back in my day, to give a test, you had to write it on carbon paper.
Yes.
And then attach it and run it off.
The risograph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, way back then, at the end of my test, on the last page, I'd have wise words.
Mm-hmm.
And one I can remember writing just right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
The best way to get happiness is to give it away.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's strong, Coach.
He just gave Weems a shot to the face
That is strong.
But it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yes, it is.
You know, do something for other people, and it will come back.
And it comes back at you, like a boomerang.
Like a boomerang.
Man. Oh,
we needed that.
You know, sometimes those spur-of-the-moment things are the best.
You said
wasn't prepared.
No, I mean, it's just, wow, that's good.
Best way to get happiness.
You set up the bar for this week. And him,
he'll have no problem matching.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's a high bar set.
We didn't embarrass ourselves anyway.
No, we didn't.
Best way to get happiness.
He's behind right now, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, being in here on a Monday in that seat, Coach. How was that seat?
The seat is still uncomfortable.
But you filled it well.
You filled it
very well.
You know, you always hear it said, you don't want to fall to the legend. You don't want to be one behind Nick Saban or name it, you know, Bear Bryant. You know, you know, the seat's sort of like that. You know, it's just sort of a hard one to follow.
You've done an outstanding job.
Well.
And we thank you for doing it.
We sure do.
On a Monday.
I love being here with you guys.
We enjoyed it. Morning. We enjoyed it so much. We're going to invite you Thursday.
How about that? Yeah.
I guess you want me to come at 8 Thursday.
No, not 8 Thursday. Yeah. You come on in at 6. You come on in at 6 Thursday morning. We liked it so much, you be here at 6 Thursday morning.
Listen, you pull that off, I want some of that.
Hey, we thank you for being with us on this Monday morning. As our buddy Tank Robbins always said, squat low and push hard. Have a great day. We love you. God bless.